Come in.
Sir Douglas, Miss Florence Nightingale to see you.
Oh, God. Very well, send her in. Ah, Miss Nightingale, sit down. How may I help you?
Well, first of all, you can get me a f***ing drink. Hurry up, you fat.
What seems to be the problem?
The problem is that this hospital is run by a bunch of f***s.
Miss Nightingale, you come into my office at least twice a week. You use this strong language, and yet I'm always left unclear as to the exact nature of your problem. Are you unhappy with the staff?
The staff are a crowd of f***s. Sir Humphrey Lipton is a Dr. Collins is a face and you are the biggest I've ever met in my entire life.
Sir Humphrey Lipton is the finest surgeon in London.
No, he's not. He's a
You see, this is the problem. You express an obvious contempt for the man, and yet I am left unclear as to exactly why you disapprove of him.
Because he's a
Miss Nightingale, you earned a certain reputation in the Crimea.
Oh, yes, the lady with the lamp. Who gives a That was 10 years ago.
If you'll let me continue. You earned a certain reputation in the Crimea. You did sterling work with our casualties there. You became something of a heroine, and that is why I am delighted to have you here on our staff at St. Austin's, which is one of the finest hospitals in London.
No, it's not.
It's a hole.
I have to say that your image in the press does not reflect your character in a realistic way.
Press are a bunch of arse.
See, when you say things like that, it betrays a certain lack of courtesy.
I don't give a what you think, you jerry bag.
I mean, what is that? I don't even know what that is. I mean, what is that? A jerry bag?
It's what you put your f***ing prick into.
I'm sorry, Miss Nightingale. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave. I can see no future for you here at St. Austin's.
Don't you try and sack me!